Hello, and welcome yet again to, surprisingly, another episode of Let's Talk About, where this will make it the hiluptuous hat trick. That's right. I know all the sports terms here. Of weeks in a row where we have released an episode. My name's Elliot. I'm one of my hosts, but here is another one of my hosts. Here's Seb.
Hello, I am the other host, Seb, speaking to you currently.
That is him. And today we're talking about Brother Bear, which is really relatable to me because...
You're a bear.
Yeah, but I don't have a brother.
Oh.
But anyway, so we're talking about the Disney movie Brother Bear, just to move on from that a little bit. Now, I hadn't seen this movie in so long. And whenever I think of Brother Bear, I think, that's a film I like. And then someone says, what happens in Brother Bear? And I say, I don't know. Because it's clearly not a memorable movie for me. The good thing is that short-term memory won't apply today. Because even though it's been a few days since I watched it, I can still remember some parts to this movie, which is great.
That's good.
But what about you, Seb? Have you seen this movie before?
I think I've seen it. When I was a kid, whether I watched the whole thing, I don't know. But I assume I would have done, because I remember bits. And I'd watched something recently. I think somebody was like ranking various Disney things, and this showed up. But prior to... possibly yesterday, when I may or may not have watched this film, I didn't know much about it.
Oh, very good. I mean, I'm presuming you did indeed watch the film yesterday.
Oh, there's no way of knowing.
Oh, no. Okay. So, what I want to know, Seb, is now that you've seen this film, possibly for the second time, and a little bit scarily, maybe the first... what was your non-spoilery thoughts on this movie?
Oh, okay. So my non-spoilery thoughts on this movie were... I knew one thing. Well, I knew two things going into this. I knew that one of those things was it had bears in it, right?
That's good. Was the other thing it had brothers?
Yeah. Now, not to give much away from the plot, but yeah, it involves bears. The other thing is, of course, it involves Phil Collins again. Hot off the success of Tarzan, I was like, okay, I know these two things going in. I'm going to watch this. It's probably going to be fine. It's one of those forgotten Disney classics, right? I was just looking at all the other ones that came out around this time after, like, Dinosaur. You got the classic Emperor's New Groove, but then we've got, like, Atlantis. We've got, which was forgotten, but then we've got Lilo and Stitch, but then we've got Treasure Planet, and then we've got Brother Bear. So I was kind of thinking this would be okay, maybe forgettable, see what happens. I watch it. The first thing I think straight away is the visuals for this one are very awesome. They do some really cool stuff with like the Northern Lights and a lot of stuff with the fire and all these kind of things with the animals. So it's a very beautiful film. Voice acting, pretty solid. Some surprising voices, just looking at the cast list afterwards. Some good humour. Very emotional film, I must say. I was tearful at multiple points in this. And I really liked it. I thought this was a very strong contender.
Cool. Just to make sure I'm hearing you right, you're saying a furry strong contender, is that correct?
Very much so.
Ah, very good. Okay. You know what? I would have to agree. I did wonder, because I know I've seen this film a lot. I would have seen it like a decade and a half ago, and then I had this as a DVD growing up, so I watched it a few times there. But the fact that I can never remember anything about it made me think, is this just an average movie that I'm forgetting it all the time? But I've watched it now again, and it was wonderful. I laughed. I dare say I cried.
Oh,
because I did. And you know what? I even gasped a few times. And I'll talk more about that later when we go into spoilers. But I suppose what we need to talk about now is we both enjoyed this movie. But really what we need to think about is, what is this movie? Seb, would you do the honours of explaining the general plot line?
Oh, general plot line, reporting for duty. Yeah, so we are introduced to Kenai, who is a... I'm assuming this is like Native American tribe, isn't it? And given by the fact they talk about mammoths, I'm assuming this is set like thousands of years ago. And that's an interesting thing, how all these other films, like you've got like Lilo and Stitch, which is like set in Hawaii. We've got Emperor's New Groove, which is like South America. So they're really kind of exploring all these different places that weren't really represented in their previous films. Like you get China with Mulan, the Middle East with Aladdin. So all that stuff is quite cool. But so introduced to this tribe, there's this guy who's going to become a man. He gets like a totem, which is like a little wooden kind of like little statue thing of an animal. And they all, when they all become adults or whatever, they all get their own little animals. So he's waiting for his one. He's got two brothers. They're all, you know, fighting, you know, as brothers do. But he had one job, which was to tie up the fish in a basket so the bears wouldn't come. Oh, but would you believe it? He didn't tie it up properly. A bear gets in, nicks all the fish. So I think at this point, he's been given his totem. It's the bear of love, which is quite interesting because he's like, how does that work? So his middle brother, is it Denahi? Yeah.
We'll go with that.
He has the... I can't remember what the animal is. But
courage. Oh, wisdom.
It's wisdom, yeah. What was the animal?
Come on. Wisdom of, I don't know,
because
it's gone. I will try and look.
Because the older brother Sitka, he has the eagle of like leadership, and to like, you know, follow kind of thing. So Kino goes off to get the fish from the bear, but then ends up having to fight the bear, and Denahi and Sitka come to kind of save him. And you know, this all kind of happens at the start of the story, so light spoilers, I guess, but Sitka, the older brother, ends up dying, which obviously affects the two very strongly. So then Kino kind of wants revenge on this bear. So he goes to hunt it, and Denahi goes with him. But all Denahi sees is Kino on the top of this like mountain fighting this bear, and then he doesn't see his brother because he just sees his ripped up clothes, and he sees a bear. So he assumes the bear's killed his brother. But something interesting has happened with the Northern Lights. I don't know, is it a spoiler to say?
I think we can do that next little bit. Yeah. And then because I think it's in the trailer, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The setup of the film, he's turned into a bear, right? Is the main point of this. So interesting enough, he kills the bear, but then he is turned into one himself. And obviously can't communicate with Denahi, so he falls off. And then he goes on this journey. He meets a little bear, who's very annoying to him. And he learns a few things along the way. And it seems at least that this was possibly done to teach him a lesson, maybe see a new perspective on things. Interestingly enough, Denahi ends up kind of being fearful and resentful. And it's quite an interesting contrast.
Yeah. Thank you for that very short synopsis. I appreciate that very much.
Very welcome.
Very welcome. Oh, I like this ongoing joke. It's funny because bears are furry.
That is true and funny.
I think so. And that's what I was going with there. So yeah, that's the plot. And you've already heard our thoughts. We think it's funny. We think it's emotional. We think it's really good. But we now want to talk about this in more detail. We want to go through into not just possibly spoilers, but into four. That's a spoiler. So our recommendation is, if you haven't seen it, go and see it. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Just go watch it. It's on Disney Plus. It's only an hour and a half, I believe.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, some might say that's the perfect runtime.
Maybe. You know,
get all the story in with no rushing. Apart from maybe the end did feel a little bit rushed. But, you know, I'm happy with that. So, yeah, go and watch it. But if you've already seen it, or if you're just a crazy person who is happy to listen to spoilers before watching a movie, well, you've come to the right place, because we're now going to go into our proper thoughts on this movie. All right. So, let me grab my notes. The first thing I noticed from this movie was the adult themes straight away. It's like, you think, like, all the poor kids who went to see all that new Disney movie, you know, back in the old school, it's like, oh, we like, you know, we liked Pinocchio. And then they go and they see, oh, it's a nice little deer. And then bang, the mum's dead.
Spoilers, I know, yeah.
And you know, that must have been quite hard for them. It was hard for me. But then we come into this film, and like you've already highlighted, this brother, who you kind of get attached to quite quickly, he dies.
Yeah, that was rough.
And then, oh, I get it, that was rough. And then, not only that, because we all love animals here on Let's Talk About, the main character, whatever his name is, he's Peter. Like, oh, yeah, that's the one. He's just like, oh, I don't like this bear. He killed my brother, even though really it was his fault. So he goes over and he kills the bear. It's like, oh, all right. Two big deaths from the get-go. It wasn't a gentle start by any means. At least with Bambi, it was over within the first, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, because this like, it starts that way, but then it kind of carries on through the film. It's like the constant thread of this guy wants to kill the bear, and then his brother wants to kill the bear, and he thinks he is that bear. And this thing about revenge and being a man and leadership and showing love.
Be a man.
Exactly. You have to be as coarse as the something river. But but also, the thing about him being like the youngest brother, and then he ends up being like a surrogate older brother to Coda as well, is some interesting stuff with that. And of course, you've got the standard humour. You've got some silly moose, that Canadian, and doing lots of funny things. They're great. But there's a lot of mature themes.
Yeah. What I did like is after the bear's death, that's when the older brother, who's now gone to, what do you want to call it, Spirit Place
Spirit in the sky? Island.
With the lights.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm going to make you into a bear. And that whole sequence with the music and with the lighting, I basically wrote down that it was Lion King 2.0. Because you had like all the animals as well going crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, I see. This is going to be Lion King. It wasn't after that, but...
it was nothing, you know, like it.
It reminded me... Yeah. It reminded me very much of it in that short bit. But I didn't say this in the non-spoilers, but I suppose I could have, really. But I found it a very frustrating movie. But I suppose I couldn't have explained why.
Okay.
Which is, I don't know if you found this, is that he gets turned into a bear. And he needs to become not a bear so that he can go be with his brother. But instead, the brother, as you already said, sees him as the bear that killed both his brothers. So he now needs to kill this bear. But even though that bear is his brother... And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, this is exactly the kind of frustration I'm talking about.
Okay.
Because it's like they...
Oh, I'll be honest.
They both
want
the same thing.
I just heard the word brother and bear too many times in 10 seconds. I know what you're saying, though, because... So, the shaman lady says to Sitka, you know, you died too soon. How selfish of you. You know, these boys still need you to guide them. So, he literally manifests as an eagle, doesn't he, I feel, throughout the film. And so he's like... And so, yeah, so my lesson is going to be, I'm going to turn Kenai into a bear. He's going to learn a bit of perspective about nature. Because even Denahi says about don't upset the spirits. So Kenai's actions kind of affect Denahi as well, because he becomes resentful and evil. Now, of course, if Sitka didn't intervene, what would happen? He'd go up there and see, oh, you killed the bear. Great. We still don't have Sitka. You've also upset the spirits. I feel like that would, yeah, I don't know, that'd be quite tricky, right? So there's no lesson there. So with what Sitka does, you know, provided he can make sure that Denahi doesn't kill his brother, then I think...
But he wasn't doing a very good job at
it. Yeah, it works in that sense. I don't know.
Yeah, I did find it funny that the brother the entire time... was just like the middle brother was always just like, you haven't got to kill the bear. Don't worry about the bear. And then as soon as like he shouldn't kill the bear, he's like, I need to kill that bear.
Well, I think because he says to Kenai, doesn't he? You know, I don't blame the bear. And it's like a not too subtle hint of like, I blame you kind of thing. I kind of expected after Sitka's death there to be like an immediate argument. And I like that there wasn't. I like how they were like both just distraught. But in the back of Nahi's mind, he's thinking, you kind of caused this. But yeah, then if his other brother then is killed, and it seems directly by the bear, then you can see why he's resentful. But I don't know. It's that other thing of, well, like, when you are left with your own thoughts, you kind of just focus on the negative. You need other people around you to kind of help you. And because he's on his own, he doesn't have that. Whereas Kenai has the complete opposite going on. Right? He learns the perspective of the bears, and he sees what it's like having an annoying younger brother and all these kind of things going on. So, I don't know. It was cool, but weird.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, we met the moose after that, who are very funny, who we then see throughout the movie. And I like it because the bear's just like, no, I'm a human. And they're like, yeah, and we're squirrels.
Yeah.
And it's, oh, and I like, you know, main guy, Canine. Canine?
Kenai. Kenai.
That's what I said. Yeah, yeah. Kenai. Yeah. Oh, Kenai. My favourite kind of rice. Or is it a naan bread? Kenai bread? Anyway.
You're thinking of a keema naan.
That's probably what I'm thinking of. So yeah, Kenai is like, it's the face of just like pure, just like, ugh, as they're making fun of him. Mm. Which is funny because he's like a massive bear. And like he's talking to the prey, and they're just like poking fun at him. Yeah. And I found that whole sequence very entertaining, I must say.
Oh.
And then, like you said, he met the little bear who didn't have a name at all, Coda. And he's really annoying. And then they make the deal that, you know, Coda needs to go and find all his family at like the salmon run lake place, and he needs to go to the mountains to go find his, you know,
yeah, so when isn't it?
I know, fantastic. And then that's when we hear something beautiful, clearly the highlight of the entire movie. We hear "On My Way,"
yes,
by Phil Collins. What a
he's done it again.
Yeah, I think overall, I don't think the music is anywhere near as good as Tarzan.
No.
But I think "On My Way" is quite a high.
Yeah, very much so.
I would argue combining the soundtracks of Tarzan and Brother Bear, I would put "On My Way" easily in the top three.
Ooh, big call.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe even... it's between... I don't know if it'd be number one. It's between that or "You'll Be In My Heart."
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think I prefer "On My Way," but I think "You'll Be In My Heart" is a very powerful song.
They're very different, aren't they? Because if you think about the Tarzan songs, you've got some, like "Son of Man" is a bop.
Son of Man, like to risk it. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you've got "Strangers Like Me," which is cool.
Oh. "I Wanna Know."
"Can You Show Me?" And then... what's the other one? Is it "Two Worlds"?
Oh, yeah.
Well, because it's interesting as well with this one, is my wife picked up on this, that what she liked, actually, is that the songs are kind of about what's going on and about the characters and about the story. And it's like, yeah, Tarzan did that a lot, where rather than the characters singing, like, you'd get that in the other Disney films, right? Hercules is singing about what he wants and how he feels. Meg does the same thing. You got it in Lion King, you know, just "Can't Wait to Be King," all this kind of stuff. And yet with these films, it's the narrator who's singing, like, but also about what's going on and what, like, family means and all this other stuff. And part of me was like, oh, is this a bit cheesy? Is this a bit on the nose? But I was like, no, actually, I think it does quite work. I think it's quite effective. And it does help having Phil absolutely just going off again. It does help.
Oh, good old Phil. I can't remember, have we done Tarzan as
I don't think we have.
I don't think it'd be funny if it's the next one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be good.
I think it'd be very funny. Yeah. Anyway, so we have that song, which is great. And then it starts. They start bonding a bit more, and we start. We've had like the frustration. We've had the anger, and now we start getting a bit more of like. Oh, well, we've had like the comedy as well. And now we start getting a bit more of the emotional stuff because they start opening up to one another, and he tells him about. Kenai tells, whatever his name is, Coda. That's what I said. about his brother dying.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just like, oh, because the brother's called Sitka, he goes, "Oh, thanks, Sitka, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have met Kenai, and I've always wanted a brother."
Oh,
and I'm like, oh,
that was like an arrow to the heart. That was, oh man,
oh yeah, dear me. Anyway, then they finally get to the salmon run bit, and they're all like telling stories, and then there was like this foreign bear out of nowhere. I don't understand.
Yeah. So,
but there was like an Asian bear.
My theory on that is that he's a Russian bear because it's in North America. This bit, it seems to be saying Alaska. Now, Alaska used to be physically connected to Russia by like a frozen kind of bridge. So it would make sense that Russian bears would come across. But it's weird, there's this one bear who just speaks foreign, even though every other animal can understand each other, which is really weird, like the moose and the squirrels. But he was fun.
He was. So I liked that little bit. And if at any point, by the way, you have something else you want to say, I'm just going to keep going through this movie.
No, go for it.
And then we get to like the big punchline. Well, I mean, at this time, he's still getting hunted by his own brother.
Yeah.
But then he starts seeing about what the bears are like, and he starts learning, oh, they're not too bad, and the trials they have to go through. And then he realizes when Koda is talking about his mum and what he went through, that his mum was the bear that he killed. Oh, and you could see the damage in his heart. And then he has to tell Koda that he'd done it, and it was sad. And then they go off, or he goes off to the mountain, and Koda's like, "I'm going to come with you." And it all happens in one go. He finally gets there. And then his brother's there, and he's like trying to kill him. And then Koda comes and pushes him out of the way. And then there's a spear, and then he's jumping on him. And I gasped. I was like, "Oh!" And then it got fixed. It was all right, because that's when the eagle man, Sitka, come down, stopped him.
Yeah.
Made him human.
Well, because he finally steps in, right? Because he knows he has to at that point. But because he shows up a few times. I thought it was interesting just before that bit where Kenai tells Koda how he starts talking, and it kind of like, we don't hear the actual conversation because I think the music's, the song's playing at that point, isn't it? And it's like, you see the realization on Koda's face. I can't remember exactly what happens for him to then go following Kenai, but I did like the whole scene because it's like, oh, this is like such bad timing. He's just told him this, and Denahi's there. He wants to kill him. Koda saves him a little bit, and then Sitka just has to intervene as an eagle, and then
eagle.
Because I was thinking, how's he going to do this? And it's like, oh, he just straight up just turns him back into his human form, which is, yeah, it was quite cool. But again, how do you? It's like, how do you explain to a bear? Yeah, I used to be a human, by the way, but now I'm a bear. It's like, what the hell are you talking about? But that, I don't know, that whole stuff was quite cool. I liked it. And then when tonight he has that realization and all that kind of stuff, seeing Sitka. And then, because it gets to that point where, as you said, the whole point is he has to become a bear so he can become human again. But then he realizes, you know, Koda needs me. And yeah, so he chooses to be a bear. How crazy. What were your thoughts on that?
I thought it had to go that way, didn't it? Because it was neat. And it was nice because now there's like an understanding between everyone. They now know that what he is. And then, you know, they're not hurting the bears anymore. Because at the end, he goes back and he gets his little palm print on there. And, you know, it's like they're still a family, even though they can't communicate with one another.
Yeah.
I'd be interested because there is a brother bear too, which apparently isn't that bad.
Interesting.
So even though it wasn't made from the same studios, apparently it's quite good. So I'm intrigued. I'm kind of intrigued by what that'll be like, if there's a way that like he can talk to his brother. But the reason why Koda ends up going back to Korma is because it's because the moose come along and they're having this big argument.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, oh, but how can I stay mad at you because you're my brother? And that's then we start talking about all these things that makes them brothers, and he's just like, I need to go see my brother, because that's what they are. But yeah, and I really like the credits as well. This is one thing we're missing from Disney movies now, is these types of credits with like these outtakes and things.
Yeah, and the fun stuff.
Very good. Very good stuff. But yeah, but overall, I really enjoyed this movie. I'm intrigued by the thought of a second one. I thought it was funny. I thought it was a good storyline. I thought it was frustrating in places, but it made me cry. Not that's hard, but very good movie.
Well, yeah, because I do definitely agree. Because just on that, though, because yeah, at the end, when Kenai says goodbye to Danahi and says, you know, Coda needs me, and he's like, I understand. And then you can kind of see that weight off of Danahi's shoulders of, like, you know, trying to get this bear. It turns out that wasn't what was going on at all. He finds his brother again, but then he accepts that, you know, he needs to do his own thing. And then Coda finally has someone to look up to. And then as they're doing that, Coda's like talking to him, playing with the spirit of his mum. And I was like, oh, what? That probably got me. Because then she goes back up to the spirit thing along with Sitka as an eagle. I was like, damn, that was really good. So, very Totsubosh. One thing I kind of noticed, but not fully, and just looking through the trivia on this, when Kenai becomes a bear, did you realise the aspect ratio changed?
No, but I did see that piece of trivia.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because maybe of how we're watching it, but...
Yeah, I wonder, cool. I wonder like, if it was a cinema, that probably would have like actually happened. But yeah, so the idea is that this film begins standard widescreen, which is 1.75 to 1, while he's human. And in terms of the art direction, it's quite grounded in realism. So everything like the rocks, the trees, the humans, everything's quite normal. You get like the northern lights, but even they're quite, you know, what you would see. After he transforms into a bear, the film transforms. It goes to a 2.35 to 1 ratio. It's a lot wider, but also it's more brighter, more fanciful colours, slightly more caricatured art direction. And it talks about that kind of new perspective on things, which I thought was quite cool. There's, I think, one of the best scenes is when Kenai and Coda go to, like, they find one of those walls where the humans have been doing all the art and stuff on it. And there's a picture of a bear and then the human. And it's like the bear's all big and scary and they're looking at it. And they're going, oh, that monster's real scary. And Kenai's like, yeah. And then Coda's like, yeah, with those pointy sticks. And it's like, oh, he was talking about the human, whereas you were thinking about the bear. And it's like, oh, yeah, perspective, man. That is so crazy. Because they have that conversation about, you know, bears are monsters because they're attacking humans. Like, no, because humans are attacking them. And then they fight back and goes, nah, you're too young. You don't understand what's going on. And it's like, oh, that's as relevant as ever, isn't it?
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Right, that was our thoughts on Brother Bear. But, obviously, not what we're all waiting for. We want to know what movie are we watching next time. Ooh, isn't that right?
I can't believe it.
I know. Well, you know what? It's time. That wheel is going down. Huh. It's time to spin that wheel. And we're going to see what's going on.
Did you realise Kenai was voiced by Joaquin Phoenix?
I did. I couldn't hear it, but I suppose it would have been a while ago.
Yeah, I didn't realise until the credits.
Oh, okay. No, I realised as I was watching it. I was looking at the cast list. Mm. I think it was like another one I was surprised about when I was looking at it.
Well, there was Michael Clark Duncan, who was the big bear. And it's like, oh yeah, that's cool. That voice checks out.
Mm. Makes sense. Right, our film has been chosen. and it is my favourite Pixar series.
Ooh. Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah! Oh. We are watching Monsters, Inc. And I know we haven't seen Monsters University, but I'm presuming that because, even though it's a prequel, because Monsters University came after, we would still watch Monsters, Inc. first.
Yeah, have we not done Monsters, Inc. yet, then?
I don't think so. Have we?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I don't remember we're doing it. It's very possible, because sometimes I do forget to delete them off.
Well, no, it's only because when I look through my like files, it's got like different ones on there. I'll see if I can have a look. But that's cool, though. I'd be happy with either of those options, so that's fun.
Yeah, well, I know we haven't done Monsters University at the very least. So there you go, folks. It will be either Monsters, Inc. next time, or if we have watched it and I just can't remember and I've forgotten to update it, then in 2 weeks' time, it will be Monsters University.
Oh.
Okay. But we will confirm that for you when you see the episode.
We'll find out. Yeah.
Cool. But, of course, you've been hearing our thoughts on this wonderful little film called Brother Bear. But of course, we want to know your thoughts. So, Seb, how can the listeners tell us their thoughts?
Oh, well, they can drop us bear DMs on Instagram at lta.podcast. Or they can
bear DMs.
Or they can send us some furry emails. Furry emails, that makes no sense. I was going to say furry funny emails to our email address? letstalkabout2022@hotmail.com.
Brilliant. So you can get in touch with us like that. And then next week, all being well, we should be talking about what we're looking forward to in the year entertainment-wise. So keep an eye out for that. But of course, you want to make sure that we're setting your day off or night off in the right way. So to finish us off, Seb, what nice bit of advice have you got for the listeners?
I mean, when you put it all together, the only thing I could really think of is tell everybody I'm on my way.
Oh, there you go. And we'll see you later.
Bear.